You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
John Hockenberry is speaking at the TED Conference in California this week, a conference focused on ideas. But he'll also chat with fellow conference goers while he's there, and we're going to feature some of those conversations here on the show. Today, Texas oil man T. Boone Pickens on his plan for energy security.
T. Boone Pickens, welcome to the program.
Thanks, John.
So describe this plan that you've really been pushing for quite a while, very aggressively, for a year or more now, and how it addresses America's, I would say, insecurity about its energy supply.
Well, the country uses almost 20 million barrels, our country, 20 million barrels a day. And of the 20 million, we import 12. And some of that oil comes from friendly countries like Canada and Mexico. But you do have 5 million barrels from OPEC. So any fool could see that you're paying for both sides of a war. And you don't have to do it. So what is a quick solution to the problem? Get on your own resources. And we have plenty of resources in America. What's missing is leadership in America. They don't see what we're trying to accomplish. Now, the natural gas will service the heavy-duty trucks. But I'm not all natural gas. I'm for anything American. I don't want OPEC oil. Once you knock out the OPEC oil, there's no reason to keep. John, you know how many aircraft carriers we have?
I don't know how many aircraft carriers we have.
We have 11, and there are 12 in the world. Chinese have one they're outfitting. Well, where are those carriers? They're based, half of them are based in the Mideast, and then they rotate them. So really, all our carrier fleet is committed to either standby for the Mideast or is actually operating in the Mideast.
So we're paying for the oil, and we're also investing in the security of the oil supply itself from the Mideast. If we could take that money and invest it in, say, and that's just one example, developing natural gas resources in the United States or in North America, it would just be a smarter investment. That's sort of the premise here.
Well, it's a little bit clearer than that, and that is that you don't need to spend the money that's going to military to develop natural gas. That's not even necessary. All I'm saying on it is we have 8 million 18-wheelers out of 250 million vehicles in the United States. Take those 8 million and over a period of 5 years, let those go to natural gas. How do you do it? Give them a tax credit. And then they will pay it back through a user fee. So there's no cost to the government at all. And the user fee would be just exactly like a toll road.
And right now, internal combustion engines can run on natural gas. You see it all the time in factories, forklifts. There are plenty of bus fleets that run exclusively on natural gas. And you would say that the U.S. has a far greater supply in reserve of natural gas than it has of petroleum at this point.
Well, we have a lot of petroleum, too. We don't even develop our own resources, John. It's just so frustrating for me. The last 10 years, we spent $1 trillion to purchase OPEC oil. If you go forward from here and cap it at $100 a barrel and go forward 10 years, you'll spend $2.2 trillion. We've already had the greatest transfer of wealth from one group to another, and now we're going to double that in the next 10 years.
That's T. Boone Pickens in a conversation with John Hockenberry. Both John and T. Boone are speaking at the TED Conference in Long Beach, California this week. There's more of that conversation, including Pickens' controversial support for fracking of natural gas, at thetakeaway.org. And we'll have more of John's conversations from the TED Conference throughout the week.
You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
Now, part two of our conversation with oil and gas magnate T. Boone Pickens. You could also call him a bit of an energy philosopher. T. Boone is with John Hockenberry at the TED Conference in Long Beach, California this week, and they recorded this interview yesterday. John started by asking T. Boone about Washington's approach to energy policy.
The problem is that Washington does not understand energy. They do not spend the time and acquaint themselves with exactly what we have available and how to deploy it. We have no energy plan, John. We're the only country in the world without an energy plan. And we use 20 million barrels a day. China uses 10 and has five times as many people as we do. Well, of course, their energy demand is going up very, very fast. So there's globally, from 1990 to 2040, you are going to double the demand for oil and diesel and jet fuel. In 50 years, you will double the demand, and we have no plan.
I'm wondering if there's an issue in the United States where the market could pull this a little bit. If Americans had a greater sense of where their energy comes from, in terms of what comes out of the plug in the wall, where it is that the energy comes from that goes in their tank, and would demand different sources of energy, that might encourage government leadership to be more discriminating about where the petroleum, the fossil fuels, comes from.
I don't know, but what you'll come down to is pretty quickly it'll be cost. And you see the Volt is struggling to sell the electric car because it's too expensive. So they're going to go cheaper is what they'll do. And when you look now, you have a lot of trucks. They're all coming out with a new engine, 11.9-liter engine. That engine will get great amount of opportunity to be used because the companies like FedEx and Walmart, all of them that are using all these trucks, the fuel is $1.50 a gallon cheaper. If you go back in time and look at when did we switch the 18-wheelers from gasoline to diesel, 72. In 1972, you started making the transition. 5 years later, it's accomplished, all because of price. Diesel was so much cheaper than gasoline. Today, you're overwhelmed with natural gas. Natural gas is selling today for $2.50 an MCF. Compared around the world, that you have, you almost laugh at yourself. Beijing natural gas today is $16. In the Mid East, it's $15. In Europe, it's $13. And here, it's $2.50.
So what do you say to people who are concerned that an all-out exploitation of the natural gas resource in the United States would result in a threat to the water supply because of techniques like fracking, that sort of thing?
Well, that's an easy one. I'm 83 years old, and I saw my first frack job in 1953 at Borger, Texas. I personally have fracked over 3,000 wells. I've never damaged any reservoir, any aquifer. See, the largest aquifer in North America extends from Midland, Texas, to the South Dakota border. The Ogallala Aquifer covers my entire range. And we're drilling a well on there. We fracked one 2 days ago. I have no concerns about there's been over 800,000 wells fracked in that with the Ogallala, the largest aquifer in North America. And go out there and ask those people. I mean, it's no problem to seal it off.
Let's talk before we go about the plan that at least seems to be in play along with yours. The Obama administration has a plan called Blueprint for a Secure Energy Future. It was released nearly a year ago. It may not be one that you like, but what do you think of it?
Well, what is it? I've never seen it.
I mean, there's nothing coming out of the federal government that you believe even points in close to the right direction.
Well, Obama wants to develop renewables, and renewables are wind and solar. Wind and solar do not replace foreign oil. 70% of all the oil used in the world every day goes to transportation fuel. There isn't any transportation fuel developed out of wind and solar. Are they good resources? Absolutely. I'm for wind and solar. I'm for anything American. But that's the thing, John. They don't understand what you have. They don't understand the resource you have available, and they don't understand what the problem is and how you're going to solve it. Natural gas is 30% cleaner than diesel and oil, and it's been used for years in California. All the LAMTA 2,800 buses have been on natural gas for 25 years. Why? Because of air quality is why they were doing it. all of the waste management, Republic Trash, all those guys are going to natural gas. This year, I believe I saw where Waste Management's purchase of new trash trucks, 90% of them be on natural gas. Why? Because it's $1.50 a gallon cheaper. It's ours. It's abundant. And you would recirculate all that money in the United States and quit sending it overseas.
Would some of that money end up in your pocket? And how do you respond to this being very profitable for you personally?
Well, I own stocks in companies that are in the natural gas business. I have an interest in, my biggest interest is in clean energy fuels, and they're fueling with natural gas. But the cheaper the natural gas is there, the better it is for me. My margins are better if the natural gas price is low. I'm not trying to run natural gas price up. I can see what the future's going to be, and you are going to use natural gas in the United States, and it's driven by $1.50 a gallon cheaper.
And either use it now or wait till later when it's going to be that much more expensive. T. Boone Pickens, thanks so much for being with us.
Sure, John. Enjoyed it. Thank you.
That was John Hockenderry speaking yesterday with oil and gas entrepreneur T. Boone Pickens. They're both at the TED Conference this week in Long Beach, California. You can hear the entire interview by visiting our website, thetakeaway.org.